This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. And now something very astronomically wonderful has just happened, which is that we here in Cape Town at the South African Astronomical Observatory, the scientists here have made a startling new discovery. And I'm here with Dr. David Buckley, the SALT scientist, who's going to tell us all about this and what it's got to do with gravitational waves. So here we are. This is breaking news on Fine Music Radio. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
This latest discovery is not only technically extraordinary, but organisationally as well, because I understand a whole collection of people, organisations and telescopes came together to make really a startling discovery. Please tell us about it.
Well, it all came about on the 16th of October this year, when there was a huge number of announcements, press releases, press conferences worldwide, basically talking about the discovery of the first what we call electromagnetic counterpart of a gravitational wave. That is a gravitational wave source that we could actually see with other telescopes like optical and so on. So gravitational waves were first detected back in 2015 by these very sensitive detectors in the United States, and all of them up till this point, and there's only like a handful of them that have been observed, have all been collapsing binary black holes that are merging. And the results of these binary black holes is there is no expected electromagnetic counterpart. You can't see them with a normal telescope. So the interesting thing about this event that was announced in October, but actually happened on the 17th of August last year, was for the very first time we were able to observe what we call the kilonova explosion that came from this event with many, many telescopes around the world. And so up until that time, it was a very, I guess, secret or rather secretive collaboration. We wanted to protect the information to make sure that we had the maximum impact, and we wanted to make sure that the results that we were releasing were completely accurate and correct.
So this is a massive big event that happened in space, fortunately a very, very, very far away.
Yes, I mean, from our perspective, a long way away, but from a perspective of the size of the universe, actually quite close in the local group of galaxies. So only something like 40 million parsecs, which is about 120 million light years from us in a galaxy, fairly bright galaxy. And what happened was that two neutron stars, which are very compact objects that are slightly more massive than the Sun, typically these ones we think are somewhere between one and two solar masses, they're the size of the Sun, but they're only the size of, say, Cape Town, 30 kilometers in diameter.
So they're the mass of the Sun, but they're actually
squeezed down, right down into this tiny, tiny spherical ball of essentially pure neutron star material. So they're so compact that the gravity on them is absolutely extreme. And so what happened was at this particular time, which was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon of the 17th of August last year, these binary neutron stars, two of them in close orbit about each other that we didn't know anything about, suddenly got so close together that they actually crashed into each other and merged.
And
that's
right.
That's what caused this enormous explosion and the resulting gravitational wave that propagated out through the universe.
This is absolutely fascinating work, and work that we've been contributing to here in Cape Town. Now, if the listeners would like to know more about it, Dave Buckley's giving a talk on Saturday night, this Saturday, at the observatory, in Observatory. That's 8 o'clock sharp, and it's an open night, so the public's welcome to come. It's free, and you're giving a talk exactly on this subject.
I'm giving a talk on gravitational wave astronomy, which is, as I said, a subtitle. It's like the new frontier in astronomy. So I'll be talking about this event that we've just been chatting about, but also the wider aspects of how gravitational waves are detected, maybe also the amazing type of instruments that are built to measure these tiny, tiny perturbations in space-time, which is what makes us know that there's a gravitational wave there.
I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you very much for talking to Fine Music Radio listeners about this very important topic. Thanks, David.
Okay, thanks, Ketchum.